From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tips off tonight at American Airlines Arena. The Heat and San Antonio Spurs are tied at one game each. A number of season tickets are held by groups of people like timeshare holders, and now they have to figure out how to divvy up their precious finals tickets. WLRN's Kenny Malone says that can lead to tough decisions, strict rules, and family fights.
Oh my God!
It's Sunday night, Game 2 of the NBA Finals, and the entire Peltz family, two parents, three adult kids, and one fiancé, are sitting on a living room sectional couch.
Shoot! Oh,
for Miami Heat road games like this one, everybody fits on the family couch. Home games are a bit more complicated. The Peltzes have had two season tickets for more than two decades, and with the Heat now a fixture in the finals, the Peltz kids have been jostling for use of the family tickets. Jonathan, the youngest, for example, would pass on earlier rounds of the playoffs, hoping to lay claim to more important games later on.
And honestly, looking back, I do feel like I did overreact at the time.
His sister Maxine blew that plan up last year when she moved to New York and became the prodigal child.
Right, I mean, but I wasn't taking Game 6 or Game 7. I was, you know, going into an earlier game.
Jonathan and his brother Moish were all set to share tickets to a finals game last year. And then Jonathan got word that Maxine had booked a flight and she was now going with Moish.
Like literally a 24-hour notice.
Which I was okay with.
I mean, I wish I didn't have that to play that card. I would have rather been here for, you know, all of the playoff games.
The way it's like a corporation, like the way it goes. She's like, oh, no, but I clear it with mom.
Explicit texts were exchanged.
You told me I was going to that game.
And a livid Jonathan at some point had to be talked down while pacing and fuming.
And then I might have almost canceled my plane ticket because he was really mad at me. And I was like, oh, no, this is World War III in the Peltz family.
Group season ticket holders like the Peltz family have had to figure out a way to split up their playoff seats. Game 6s and 7s are often higher stakes games, but not guaranteed to exist. Finals games may also not happen, but are worth a small fortune.
The NBA Finals can go for anywhere from 4 to 5 times face value.
Enough, says Ie Ashong, to cover a good chunk of the entire season ticket costs. Ashong is with Tickets of America, a Miami-based broker. He says at least twice a year, he turns into a counselor when group season ticket owner problems spill into his office. There's an extra game. Who gets the ticket, or should they just sell it and split the money?
Wow, we've done all kinds of things, from pulling straws to flipping coins.
But for lots of season ticket holders, selling the tickets is not an option. Before most playoff games, Greg Gelber and his friends meet at this Hooters in downtown Miami. Seven longtime friends share 4 season tickets.
Well, like everything with our group, it starts with a spreadsheet.
Gelber's a financial advisor, and he keeps meticulous track of who's gone to which games. In the playoffs, they randomly select an order. If your name's up and there's a game, you get to go, with some caveats. Like if you give your ticket away without prior approval from the group.
Complete banishment, immediately. You cannot sell your ticket. If you can't go, you can offer to trade. If that is rejected, it goes to the next person automatically.
Mike Rosenthal teaches math at Florida International University, and he suggests a method that started as a way to divvy up an estate when there's no will.
Developed during World War II by a Polish mathematician, Bronislaw Knaster.
Each ticket holder would write down what a game is worth to them. The person who values it most gets the ticket, but has to reimburse the other members for not going.
It satisfies a property that mathematicians call envy-freeness.
Unclear whether that translates to guilt-freeness, apparently a big problem in the Peltz house. As much as the kids fight over tickets, they'd rather go with each other than with their mom.
I wish you liked going to the games with me.
We do like going to the games with you.
It's just she's a little loud. She swears a lot.
We love you.
Just then, a San Antonio player shakes free and hits an open shot.
Oh, how did he get so open for that?
Every time he guilt us, a spur gets open.
Arvin Peltz, by the way, their dad, he's basically given up on using the family seats. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
Shoot!
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Andy?